member care media from TWR and InterHealth Worldwide invite you to take a moment for your health. It has no odor. You can't smell it. It has no color. You can't see it. And it has no taste. And, by the way, it's a gas. What is it? Carbon monoxide. I'm sure you've heard of it. Not only is it odorless, colorless, and tasteless, it can also be deadly. Around the world, about 1.5 million people die from carbon monoxide poisoning every year. Billions of us, though, are exposed to it one way or another, sometimes without even knowing it has happened. Where does carbon monoxide come from? Why is it something we should take very seriously? What are the symptoms of carbon monoxide poisoning? And what can we do to avoid problems? I've already mentioned that millions of people die from carbon monoxide poisoning every year. That's the major reason why we should take it seriously. For some, if it doesn't kill them, carbon monoxide can also cause lasting health problems. So where does it come from, this invisible and silent killer? Basically, it's found when just about anything is burned. This includes oil and petroleum products as well as wood. Cars, trucks, or lorries, if you prefer, as well as boats, produce carbon monoxide. Any vehicle with a motor that runs on some kind of fuel is a possible source. A damaged exhaust system, a blocked tailpipe, or a crack somewhere else in the system can allow exhaust fumes and carbon monoxide to leak into the vehicle. Stoves, which get their heat from the burning of wood, charcoal, oil, kerosene, or coal, are another source of carbon monoxide. So that would also include the backyard barbecue, or braai, or barbie, or some might call it an outdoor grill, or even a campfire or grass fire. Where there's smoke, there is carbon monoxide. Even natural gas or propane-powered barbecues, stoves, furnaces, or water heaters can be a problem if they're not properly maintained. Chimneys must be kept clear. Those who have walked the streets of big cities like Beijing or Istanbul know the effects of thousands of cars and trucks and other vehicles filling the air with exhaust fumes, and of course, carbon monoxide. Other sources include boilers, portable generators, fireplaces and room heaters that are fueled by wood, oil, kerosene, or some similar fuel. Candles and lanterns would have to be included in the list if your lantern or light source is powered by batteries and there's no smoke or fumes and no carbon monoxide. Cigarette smoke is another source. In other words, carbon monoxide can be produced by just about anything that burns something and produces smoke or fumes as a result. So, if there is too much smoke or carbon monoxide in a confined or partly enclosed place, like a room or a car, there is the possibility that anyone in that place could suffer from carbon monoxide poisoning. What are the symptoms? Headache is one. But then a lot of people have headaches, so you'd need to combine the symptom with others. Breathlessness, which means you have difficulty in breathing, perhaps gasping for breath. You might also experience nausea or vomiting. You'd very likely feel unusually weak and tired. Also, you very likely will feel somewhat dizzy and you may feel confused. Other possible symptoms of carbon monoxide poisoning include chest pains and stomach pains. To begin with, the symptoms for carbon monoxide poisoning might make you think you have the flu. But if more than one person is experiencing the same symptoms and feeling sick at the same time, and if you feel better when you're away from that place for a period of time, like out in the fresh air, then you could suspect carbon monoxide. Who is at risk for carbon monoxide poisoning? Well, the simple answer to that is everyone. Even animals. Some are more susceptible. This would include unborn babies and small children. Elderly people would have to be included in this list. Also people with chronic heart disease, anemia, or breathing problems. Those are more susceptible, but everyone can be affected by carbon monoxide. Exposure to low levels of carbon monoxide over a long period of time can lead to such problems as depression, confusion, and loss of memory. That doesn't sound very encouraging, does it? So what can you do to prevent this happening to you? Probably the first thing to do is have a carbon monoxide detector installed in the place where you're living. These detectors will sound an alarm when the amount of carbon monoxide in the air reaches certain levels. This will warn you to open the windows and to get out of the house to where you can breathe fresh air. If you have a heating system, a water heater, or any appliance that burns coal or gas or oil or even wood, have it checked. It would be good to have a qualified technician do this. If one is not available, then at the very least, check the chimney that it's not blocked. Check to be sure there are no places where smoke or exhaust fumes can leak into your room. Always make sure there's a good ventilation in your room where you have a heater that's burning fuel of any kind. This may mean you'll have to keep a window partly open for fresh air to circulate in your room. Do you have a chimney? Make sure it's cleaned every year. Do not use such things as charcoal grills or portable gas camping stoves indoors. If you have a car, check the exhaust system. Make sure there are no fumes leaking from the exhaust into your vehicle. And if you happen to have a generator of some kind to provide electricity to your home, maybe as a backup for a time when the regular power is not available, be sure that the generator is not installed near any door or windows. The exhaust from the generator can bring carbon monoxide into your home. And oh yes, if you do have a carbon monoxide detector, be sure to check it regularly. This usually means pushing the little button where it says test. Most of these units will signal you if they're functioning correctly. If the battery needs changing, then change it immediately. Why are all these points so important? And why is carbon monoxide so dangerous? Well, we've looked at some of the results of carbon monoxide poisoning. That should be warning enough. But here's how carbon monoxide works on you and your body. As you know, you need a regular supply of oxygen to function. The blood in your body gets the oxygen from the air you breathe into your lungs. It then carries all this through your body and to your brain. Tissues and cells and organs in your body absolutely require oxygen. If the oxygen is missing, then one by one, various functions of your body will shut down. Your brain will cease to work in its normal way. The red blood cells in your system carry oxygen around your body. This is good. But those same red blood cells can also pick up carbon monoxide when it gets into your lungs. Actually, those cells pick up carbon monoxide more quickly than they pick up oxygen. So if there is carbon monoxide available, it may take the place of oxygen that the cells should be carrying. Which means that little or no oxygen will get to the places where it is needed most. And this can do damage to tissues and cells and organs, and it can result in death. So if you suspect carbon monoxide poisoning, quickly get out of doors to fresh air and as soon as possible see a doctor. Do this within the first 2 or 3 hours. The carbon monoxide can leave the blood within about 4 hours if you're away from exposure to it. Be sure you have a carbon monoxide detector. At least one. More than one would be better. Check your appliances, be sure they're functioning correctly and safely, and stay alert to the possible symptoms of carbon monoxide poisoning. A Moment for Your Health is a copyrighted feature presented by MemberCare Media from TWR and by InterHealth Worldwide. For links to more information, check out our website at www.membercaremedia.com.